CPR 009 for October 1st, 2010.
Oh my God, they're not breathing. Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Howdy, folks. This is your camp counselor, Uncle Waldo, and this is Campground Pirate Radio. Got a couple of songs here you may not remember the names to, but you always thought, I love this song. Hey, this first one's Hocus Pocus by Focus. Turn it up loud. Kiss on Campground Pirate Radio. Hey, here's another one for you. This is Edgar Winter Group, Frankenstein. Okay, kiddies, we're gonna go way back for this one here. It's time to break out those tabs. This is Iron Butterfly and Inagata Da Vida.
don't you know that I'm loving you? In a god of a Vita, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me? And I'll take my hand. Oh, won't you come with me? In a god of Vita, honey, don't you know that I'm loving you? In a god of Vita, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and take my hand? Oh, won't you
from the Goo Goo Dolls.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne.
Hi, Dave Matthews here.
This is Brian Howe from Bad Company.
New rock, classic rock, we rock hard.
Campground Pirate Radio.
We'll be right back.
Yes, I'm blessed by nationality. I'm a member of a growing populace. We enforce our popularity. There are things that seem to pull us under, and there are things that drag us down. But there's a power and a vital presence. It's lurking all around. We got the American Jesus. See him on the interstate. We've got the American Jesus. He outbuilt the president's estate. Cause some people live in the USA. At least the foreigners can copy our morality. They can visit but they cannot stay. Only precious few can garner the prosperity. And it's just want the freedom and confidence. We got a place to go where we die, and the architect resides right here. We've got the American Jesus, fostering national faith. We've got the American Jesus, overwhelming. Expressions on the faces of the starting millions. The power of the man, the fuel that drives the clan. He's the motive and the conscience of the murderer. He's a preacher on TV, the false sincerity. The former editor driven by the big computers and nuclear bombs. The kids with no bombs and a pitfall that he's inside me. Yeah! We've got the American Jesus. See him on the interstate. We've got the American Jesus, exercising his authority. We've got the American Jesus, bolstering national faith. We've got the American Jesus, overwhelming millions every day.
Yeah, that's one of Miss Stephanie's favorite bands on Earth, Bad Religion. Got another one for her. This is Blue Man Group, a remake. This is White Rabbit.
Shoe latch and one pin. upped our standards. Now, it's time to up yours. It's Uncle Waldo.
Oh, yeah, what a week. Hey, you know, I've been spending the week here kind of updating the Facebook page here and, you know, talking to the fans and stuff. And every once in a while, I get, you know, one of those little personal messages that pop up and, you know, somebody wants to talk to me. And I get this one, oh, it was a couple of days ago. It's a guy from Columbia. He writes over, "Who are you?" Well, I said, "I'm Uncle Waldo. I, you know, run Campground Pirate Radio." And he writes back, "Oh, I like that show." I'm like, "Wow, hey, we've gone international. That's great." Yeah, you know, so we chat back and forth a little while. Real nice guy and all that stuff. And he's got to take off. So I say, "Hey, well, that's great. Hey, have a smoking weekend then." And he writes back, "Well, what is smoking?" I said, "Oh, yeah. Okay, might lose a little bit in translation. That means have a great weekend. You know, it's just 80s lingo." And then he writes back, "What is lingo?" I could tell where the hell this conversation was going. Hey, here's a song from my new Colombian buddy. This is from Killing Joke. This is Millennium. We'll be right back. running joke on the CPR. You don't hear these guys anymore. Hey, here's one from Bob Mould's old band, Sugar. Your favorite thing.
Waldo, it's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, back at you with another Molotov cocktail of outrage. And this week, we're talking pinball. Turns out that these city fathers in Beacon, New York are no pinball wizards. Thanks to Reason's Hit and Run blog, I've found an article in the New York Times about an unfortunate situation in small town New York. A man named Fred Bobro had a retro arcade museum, a cute little storefront filled with retro arcade games and 60s era pinball machines. It was a perfect fit for the area and attracted groups, students, video game enthusiasts, even tourists from Japan. Business was booming for Mr. Bobro, so much so that it got coverage in the local paper. Unfortunately, that article came to the attention of Timothy Dexter, the building inspector and zoning administrator for the town of Beacon, New York. Mr. Dexter realized that Mr. Bobro's arcade was in violation of an arcane ordinance from decades hence, banning pinball arcades as sinful. It's unfortunate, Mr. Dexter said, but ignorance of the law is no excuse. Don't you love it when they say that? It really helps salve the wounds of a business destroyed by the government. Unfortunately, it wasn't in the cards for Mr. Bobro. The goodwill of the city council and their intention to rewrite the law wasn't enough. They did eventually get around to changing the law, but only this past month, after his business had been closed for 3 months in the prime tourist season. He had to refund thousands in deposits, close his doors, and he's so far in debt that he's had to put his house up for sale, and he's not sure where he's going to live. Unfortunately, this is what happens when the government gets involved in running the economy. And even in the midst of the greatest recession since the Great Depression, they can't get off their duffs to help one of the best businesses in their town, a tourist attraction. You'd think they'd want to help, but that's the way it is with the state meddling in economic affairs. When the government's in charge of the economy, it's game over.
Pinball Wizard. Yeah. Now let's slow it down a little bit. I got some Elvis Costello here for you. This is Allison.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticker valentines, 'cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. This world is killing you, oh. got a husband now. Maybe leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake. You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way.
Does anybody remember a band called the Squirrel Nut Zippers? This is from the 90s. Good Enough for Granddad and the CPR.
Enough for granddad, good enough for me. The way it was, that's the way it's got to be. Told me all about the good times that he had, even when the times were sad. Was good enough for granddad. Been to all kinds of places, been to every old foreign land. Ain't a man alive, shuck and jive, better than granddad can. All the good times that he had, they were good enough for granddad. They're good enough for me. Been to all kinds of places, been to every old foreign land. Ain't a man alive, shuck and jive, better than granddad can, All the good times that he had, even when the times were sad, was good enough for granddad. Yeah, dad. All the good times that he had, if they were good enough for granddad, they're good enough for me.
Squirrel Nut Zippers on the CPR. Hey, have you recently lost your license due to drinking and driving? Well, guess what? You're in luck, because Sunset Scooters, a Clearwater, Florida scooter shop, has discovered what some may refer to as a legal loophole. So how's the whole DUI scooter thing legit? Well, since the vehicle only reaches 20 miles per hour, has pedals, and isn't gas operated, it doesn't require a trip to the DMV for tags or registration. That means anyone over the age of 18 can purchase one and take a spin immediately. These are electric bicycles that happen to look like full-size scooters. Sunset Scooters discovered the bikes about 2 years ago when researching transportation options for customers who didn't have licenses. And after realizing what that meant for business, the shop coined the term DUI scooters, slapped a sign up at the front of their window, and watched the people pour in. It's gone wild on us. We had no idea it would. Mothers Against Drunk Driving and a few other organizations, needless to say, are a little pissed. So here's one for the guys who figured out a way to put a squeeze on the law. This is Squeeze.
They do it down on Canvas Sands. They do it at Waikiki. Blazing about the beach all day at night. The cricket's creepy. Squinting faces at the sky. A Harold Robbins paperback. Surfers drop their balls and dry.
Remember a band called the Archangels? Had a big hit way back in the mid-90s here. This is it. It's called Too Many Ways to Fall, only on the CPR. Enjoy!
be watching every move you make through the pinhole in the wall. The swarms are through the duty, and they stand so proud and tall. You know the shit, it's nothing personal. It's just a jive, it's just a jive, that's all.
Archangels on CPR. Hey, here's one from my favorite band in the world. It's Grand Funk! Do it, Don! Hey, we need a little come down from that now here. And the boys from Oasis and Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
On the CPR. Well, we've already blown by the regular hour here, so I guess I'm going to have one more here for you. But before then, once again, this is your radio station. Become involved. You want to hear something played on it? Jump over to Facebook and look up campgroundpirateradio.com on there. On the discussion group, you can send us whatever songs you want to hear, or drop us an email at campgroundpirateradio.com. You got an idea for a segment? Talk to me. Hell, I'll talk to anybody, and I'll put you on the air. I'll give you some airtime. I'll listen to any crackpot. You know that. Hell, I play bomb-throwing anarchist enough times. You know, these segments are almost getting too short. I think I may want to extend this show, I don't know, maybe to 90 minutes. We'll try that out. I don't know. You know, we've got CPR 10 coming up, our big 10th show. Maybe that might be a good idea to try out. But until then, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. This is Eric on the CPR. I'll see you next week. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.